It was supposed to be so simple.
There is a plan that could help contain the oil, and it involves dropping something they call a dome over the leak to help BP trap and collect the oil. This thing could be in place not in 90 days, as they're saying in sort of one of their plans, but in about a week.
To say that the dome over the rupture idea was being met with a certain skepticism last week is probably a slight understatement. Here's Mary Landry, an admiral from the Coast Guard.
This is the first time this has been tried in this depth of water, and there's lots of firsts we're seeing here, and we have to allow it to, there's a lot of steps before it actually can be activated, so I want to let you know that this is going to take a few days. This is not going to be something instantaneous, and it may or may not work.
And BP Chief Operating Officer Doug Suttles was cautious, even if sounding pretty confident.
You can imagine we're landing a very, very large metal building onto the seafloor to capture the flow. And this has to be done very precisely at a depth of 5,000 feet.
And then, of course, some others in the media were, it's safe to say, harsh, unhelpful, poking fun, in fact.
So The big idea to fix the oil spill that's gushing from the underwater well is to cover it. Seems a little late.
And so the dome idea didn't work on the first shot. We were warned. The site of the oil gusher, 5,000 feet down below the surface of the Gulf of Mexico, under enormous pressure and far colder than the balmy waters on the surface. Here's Doug Suttles delivering the bad news.
We actually were successful in placing it over the top of the leak site. But these gas hydrates are actually like crystals, like ice crystals. But, of course, they're lighter than water. What they did is formed on the inside of the dome, which tried to make the dome buoyant. And it also plugged up the top of the dome where the oil would come out of.
So let me just say, I have never cleaned up even one oil spill in my life, nor do I know anything at all about deep water oil rigs. But notice he says they found ice crystals. I guess I'm wondering if this was a surprise, because the place you expect to find ice crystals, I looked it up, is in places where it's really cold and places under really high pressure, such as 5,000 feet below the surface of the Gulf of Mexico. Now, we don't want amateurs planning this cleanup. No. But this all reminded me of a certain moment after the Challenger space shuttle disaster back in 1986, when a plastic rubber O-ring failed to perform because of cold weather. And this amateur, Richard Feynman, Nobel Prize-winning physicist, but not a rocket scientist, does a little experiment.
And I discover that when you put some pressure on it for a while and then undo it, it doesn't stretch back. It stays the same dimension. In other words, for a few seconds at least, and more seconds than that, there's no resilience in this particular material when it's at a temperature of 32 degrees. I believe that has some significance for our problem.
You could tell what would happen, he says, just by putting a piece of plastic into some ice water. You know, back in the Gulf, thinking about the dome, even oil expert Jeffrey Cortez, manager of Spill Recovery International, said the whole dome idea seemed like a long shot.
To be honest with you, I'm not surprised. I know there's a lot of good, hardworking people out there trying to make this thing work. But, you know, I think there's a lot of other things happening that we may not know about.
The folks at BP will make more attempts this week to cap the gusher, perhaps with a smaller dome next time, we're told. They are the experts.
Well, I wouldn't say it's failed yet. What I would say is what we attempted to do last night didn't work because these hydrates plugged up the top of the dome. What we're currently doing and expect it'll probably take the next 48 hours or so is seeing, is there a way to overcome this problem? We did anticipate hydrates being a problem, but not this significant.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.